Welcome to Butler High School Golden Tornado Football. WBUT 1050 AM presents the Golden Tornado. Live on 1050 AM, streaming at WBUT.com and via MSASports.net. Brought to you in part by Butler Health System, District Attorney Rich Goldinger, McDonald's Restaurants, Dylan McCandless King, Coulter and Graham, the Sunnyview Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, by Downrange Supply, Grand Reynolds Station, and the United States Air Force. It's time to get the Golden Tornado on the air. Butler High School Golden Tornado Football. Let's go to the field and tonight's action with Ron Willison and Dr. Craig Lucas.
From Penn Hills High School, it is Golden Tornado Football. Welcome to another season of Butler High Football on 1050 AM. And as you heard Bob mention in the open, streaming live at WBUT.com. Ron Willison, along with Craig Lucas, on a perfect night for football here at Penn Hills High School. Craig, good to see you again, sir.
Great to be back, Ron. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to have you back. And the Tornado looking to improve on a 2-7 record from last year. They were 1-5 in the conference. And they will go against a Penn Hills team with a new head coach. And we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But Coach Rob Densmore in his fourth season here at Butler. And the Tornado looking to control the football has always been Coach Densmore's theme, is run first, pass second, control the football. And they're going to have to do that tonight against Penn Hills.
Well, this is the year that they can actually do that. They have the opportunity with a big offensive line that they have in front of them, an experienced quarterback, a good stable of running backs as well. So they really should be able to execute that game plan.
And that quarterback you talk about is senior quarterback Brandon Flieger. Flieger, we know, has a good arm, Craig. Was injured last year, showed some promise last year before he was injured. And he'll likely hand that football off to a pretty good sneaky running back in Luke Mihalik.
Yeah, that was really tough losing him early in the season like that. I believe it was at the Altoona game, and he had hurt his foot at that point and was out for the rest of the season, and then it was quarterback guy by committee. But you're right, Luke is a very talented back. He's a shifty guy. You can put him just about anywhere offensively, even defensively in the secondary. And he's just an athlete you love to have on the field.
Absolutely. He also saw some time at quarterback in the last couple of years as well. That offensive line, though, and you hear a lot about this guy, Jake Cradle. Is going to be heading to Pitt. He's a senior, and they're looking for big things out of Jake again this year, including his punting abilities.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, as we talked about this before last year, the biggest punter, obviously, in probably Western Pennsylvania, if not the tri-state region. But I think the biggest thing they're looking for him and out of him is leadership. That's the one thing he has to bring here. He has experience. He's worked hard through the years. Obviously, he's earned this opportunity to now play in the ACC, and I think that he needs to bring that to this young club.
We are going to pause here at Penn Hills High School for the playing of the national anthem, as the Penn Hills Marching Band will do so now. And a nice rendition of the national anthem from the Penn Hills High School Marching Band. And Craig, let's continue to talk about the Golden Tornado. And you mentioned team leadership, and Jake certainly will give them that. Also, they have another senior in Logan Dubiak, expected to do some good things again this year as well.
Oh, absolutely. Logan has a lot of physical tools that you love to see out there. And he's one of those guys, whether he's getting the ball receiving, whether he's playing a linebacker, he's just a great guy to have on the field. And as we talked about, the various seniors that are on this club, this is probably the best promising year starting this season that we've seen in quite some time.
And the offensive line, much bigger this year, it seems, Craig. Size-wise, they match up well with Trevor Moore at 6'2", 240. Jake Cradles at 6'4", 285. Tackle Sam Enslin at 6'3", 305. And Nathan Hall is 5'11", 245. Anthony Scardino will see some time at guard as well. 6'2", 240 pounds. Even the tight end Nick Stazer is at 6'3", 255. So, much bigger addition of the Tornado up front for sure.
And with that size, what you want is physicality. And so it's great to have big guys, big horses up front, offensively, defensively, but what you have to get, you got to get the push. And if we want to execute the game plan that we've talked about early on, this is what we're going to have to see. Those guys will have to control the line of scrimmage.
Nathan Cornerby, a sophomore, expected to anchor that defensive line that you mentioned, Cradle, is going to be one of the few players actually this year going to play both sides of the ball, which is good. It helps out as far as stamina, I would imagine, as the game wears on. And that's been a bit of an issue for the Tornado the last couple of years.
Absolutely. That has definitely hurt. And, you know, some people out there will even say that's what hurt the numbers of the program, because a lot of people in the community, they'll look for excuses on anything. And some of them will say, well, you know, my kid never gets to play because this kid's playing both ways. And, well, you know what? When you have almost a full two platoon system, you're going to have, you know, close to 22 guys getting opportunities offensively, defensively to play. So it should encourage more people and more young people to come out and play the sport.
And the Tornado expected to play the 4-4 defensive formation. Darren Skidmore at 5, I'm not sure how tall Darren is, but he's 180 pounds, but he's going to come off the end too. So maybe defensively we might be able to see a little bit more of a pass rush from the Tornado this year as well.
Well, knowing Darren personally, I'll tell you, he's a wrestler as well, so he's got a lot of quickness, you know, a lot of agility and so forth. He's one of those kids that, yeah, maybe you say, oh, he's only 180 pounds, but he's only got about 3% body fat on him. You know, so he's one of those kids that have worked hard in the weight room, was very dedicated to the program, so I think he can really make some nice things happen with Katane as well as coming off the end.
And one of the captains for the Tornado is Brad Kopp. He, along with John Mihalik, expected to be the key guys in the wide receiver position here this year.
Well, and I tell you what, I think, honestly, that's going to be one of our most crucial positions, because when you have a quarterback who's a legitimate drop-back quarterback and has an extremely accurate arm and a very strong arm, you need targets to be able to hit, because what good is it if you can protect him and he can throw the ball a mile? If he has nobody that can catch the ball, it's all for naught. And so hopefully those guys will be able to really step up, because I know Brandon, he's going to put it right on the money.
Penn Hills, led by Coach John LaDon, if that name is familiar. He spent the last couple of years at Shaler High School, and he's in his first year at Penn Hills. Last year the Indians were 2-4 in the conference, 4-6 overall. They did play in week zero of the WPIAL season. They shut out Plum 24-0 against a bit of a backyard rivalry down here. And it was a non-conference game as well, as the Penn Hills is in Butler's conference. They're led by quarterback Hollis Mathis, who threw for 262 yards and a couple of touchdowns in last week's win. He just is a very athletic quarterback, and that's the type of team they always seem to have here at Penn Hills.
Oh, absolutely. Tons of athletes. And, their numbers could be down, but, you know, you're still going to have a great core of athletes out there. They're going to make things happen, especially in the skilled positions. You know, that's the one thing that you really got to watch. And, you know, honestly, to hear that he had thrown for almost 250 yards for this type of team really surprises me, because I would think they would have tried to chew things up more in the ground. But it goes to show that they're not afraid to put it in the air.
No doubt about it. As a matter of fact, his favorite target's a Michigan State recruit in Julian Major. Did not even play last week. They held him out for tonight's game, being a conference opener for the Indians. So he's a guy you want to take a look at. 31 catches for 433 yards and 7 touchdowns in 8 games last year. And thank you so much for the snack. We appreciate it. This is really cool, man. We just brought us some nice, what are those, finger sandwiches and some Doritos and Fritos. That's awesome. Anyhow.
Yes, he is a Michigan State recruit. Thank
yes,
you, bro.
Yes, thank you. I got distracted there by the grump that we just got handed to us. Anyhow, but they do have the ability to run the football. They have Terry Smith and Tim Smith. It's kind of a dual threat in the backfield, and look for the Indians to really mix it up here tonight, I believe.
Oh, I think you're going to see a really strong mixed bag here because, obviously, they have guys who can run. Their offensive line is not as big as what we are defensively, but I just know that these are the type of runners that you just need to give them a little seam, and they're going to be off to the races. So we're going to have to play extremely disciplined defense.
Last year, Penn Hills jumped out to an early 13-0 lead and run to a 37-6 win over Butler. They'll look to avenge that here tonight. Penn Hills leads the all-time series 12-9-1. Teams are on the field. We're going to take our final timeout and come back with a kickoff. Butler and Penn Hills right here on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Welcome back to Penn Hills High School. The Indians have won the coin toss, elected to receive here in the first half. Craig and I will be choosing the W. Ricks Primetime Player of the Game here tonight. You could be a primetime player, too, this weekend by visiting W. Ricks Taproom and Grill in Meridian. W. Ricks has great weekend specials, including their famous prime rib. Stop by this weekend and enjoy Butler's best prime rib. W. Ricks is also a proud sponsor of Butler Athletics and Youth Sports. W. Ricks Tap Room and Grill, Meridian Road, Butler. We thank Rick and the gang out there at W. Ricks for being the primetime player of the game sponsor, as well as all of our wonderful sponsors who will hear throughout the broadcast tonight. So this is, as we mentioned, a Northern 7 Conference opener for both Butler and Penn Hills. North Allegheny also played last week. They beat Morgantown 45-0. Pine Richland, a winner over Wayne, Ohio, 41-0. Central Catholic, a little bit of a surprise here. Erie Cathedral Prep just pounded the Vikings 40-7 up in Erie last week. And Shaler lost last week by a score of 45-17. So it's North Allegheny, Penn Hills, Pine Richland, Central Catholic, Shaler, Butler, and Seneca Valley as the teams in the conference. Kind of a breezy night, and it is chilly.
It feels like more like the end of September versus the beginning of September here.
It feels that way. Anthony Grimes, one of the deep backs for the Indians. He is flanked to the far side. And we're going to have a fun time retrieving numbers and names here tonight. And it's a squib kick. It's taken by one of the upbacks. It went right into
number 51,
the arms of Darrell Porter. And it's right at midfield is where the Indians will take over. Craig, was that an onside kick, or were they trying to squib and just happened to hit an upback?
I believe that they were trying to squib. You know, they definitely were trying to catch them off guard, try to get some early momentum.
Hollis Mathis is the quarterback, and he comes out in a shotgun on first down. The Indians moving right to left on your dial. And he'll turn and hand the football off to Smith. And that's Tim Smith. He gets into Butler Terry. And he's tackled at the 46-yard line, a gain of four.
That was John Mahaley with the tackle there.
Second down and 7. And a staggered backfield, and the shotgun is Mathis. He'll turn again and hand a football off. That's Shane Myers. Up the middle he goes. First down and more across the 40 to the Butler 36-yard line. And that is a Penn Hills first down.
Well, as we talk about these athletic backs they have, you know, able to bounce off tackles and work their way from inside to outside. I tell you, that was good, though, by Trevor Vallant. You know, he stuck with the play and was able to get him from behind.
First and 10 Penn Hills at the Butler 36-yard line. Wideouts to either side. It looked like the far wideout moved before the snap, and a pass is incomplete. Intended for Dante Cephas here on the near side. And a pass low from Mathis. And that'll make it second down and 10. Again, wideouts to either side. Daquan Hardy, one of the wideouts, speedster junior on the far sideline. Second down and 10. And Hollis, Mathis looking to throw, looking for the deep ball down on the near sideline to Dante Cephas, incomplete. Pretty good coverage there by the Golden Tornado, Craig.
Yeah, Devon Coleman there had some really nice tight coverage on him there. Didn't give the receiver much of a chance to really get a good look at the ball because he's trying to fight him off.
So an early third down and 10 for Penn Hills, and an early big-time stop needed here by the Golden Tornado. You see, Mathis has a pretty good arm.
Oh, absolutely.
He aired that out a good 35, 40 yards.
It's a good tight spiral.
Jaquay Sears is in the backfield for Penn Hills on third down. Mathis to throw. Comes a blitz from the end. He steps up in the pocket, fires over the middle, has a man, and he overthrows the intended receiver. And that was Cephas on the far sideline. Craig ran in a little that skinny post down the middle, and he just missed him.
Yeah, I tell you what, because he had about two steps on Kyler Callahan there. And, boy, that's one of those ones. If he would have put the ball on the money where it was supposed to be, that would have been 6 points.
Yep, and we have a Tornado player on the turf.
Looks like Trevor Vallant.
Right at the 40-yard line, the trainer's out to tend to Trevor. Butler had a couple of scrimmages this year against Woodland Hills. It's kind of been an annual tradition. And they scrimmaged the Knock Knights last week in what Coach described as was no intensity in that scrimmage, it seemed, for Butler last week against Knock. It's kind of hard to tell with these, what you're working on. And we just don't know what they're working on at scrimmages.
Well, I was talking to one of the dads, one of the players here, and he said that was probably some of the worst football he saw last week. He said it was really hard to believe that Butler was playing just sort of out of their heads. They weren't focused on the game, but he did say that we came back with a very strong week of practice. So that he was very encouraged by that.
So they get the big guy, Trevor Vallant, up onto his feet, and he's going to try to walk that one off. And he's going to get to the sideline on his own power. That's good news for the big guy. And the Indians now face a fourth down and 10. We're just underway, 10:45 to go, first quarter. First possession of the game. And Penn Hills is going to show that they're going to punt. And it's Tim Smith standing near midfield. Butler does not have anybody back deep now. They'll send, it looks like, Luke Mihalik going back there. Smith's punt is in the air, and it will hit in the end zone and will be an automatic touchback. So the Tornado will head out on offense for the first time. No score.
Hey, that was a big stop, though.
It was.
You know, you look at it, though, in that series. Now, granted, was aided by, a bit of an overthrow, but nevertheless, you're happy to see that we're getting the ball.
And it will be Brandon Flieger at quarterback for the Golden Tornado. Butler in their road white jerseys, gold pants, gold helmets, and very hard to read numbers. Penn Hills in their home red with the gold pants and the red helmets. First down and 10. Brandon Fleeger in the pistol to begin. On first down, we'll put a man in motion. And he'll turn and hand the football off. And right up the middle and plung his way. And that's Colton Frost on the carry. Colton, the big guy, was injured last year. Boy, you see the drive in his legs there, Craig, as he took, he was hit about the 21-yard line and took it out to the 23.
And this is good for him to get some of this because, honestly, he got into camp almost a week late. And so he had to go through the whole heat acclimation training and so forth. He was essentially a week behind everyone else. And dealing with that concussion last year, that didn't know if they were going to let the family really let him play.
I got you.
And he worked and worked his bum to get him on this field, and he's just happy to be here tonight.
And he'll get the carry again, and he'll get to the 25-yard line. He's hit really hard there. A couple of yards on the gain by Frost. And that'll make it third down and 5. Craig, he had a hole, and it closed up quick.
It definitely did close up quick there. But this is one of the things, being out of football shape for a year and a half, it is really difficult because the sophomore is when he received his concussion. So he missed the entire second half of the sophomore season, missed his whole junior year. And now he's coming in here really trying to get the rust shaken off and get himself back in there. But he's going to eventually see this.
Third down and 5 for Butler. Two wideouts either side. John Mihalik, one of them. He's on the near side. On third down, Brandon, play action. Turns, spins, and is under pressure. He'll be sacked. Fleeger dropped at the 18-yard line. And really good penetration, Craig. It looked like by the right side of that defensive line for Penn Hills. They just collapsed in.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Our left tackle definitely got victimized there, and they got right in there and just closed everything down. And Brandon did a nice job with a ball fake. You know, really faked the ball nicely, kind of froze the defense, but you got to at least hold your guys on that line there for a good 2-3 seconds.
And as we mentioned, Jake Crater will handle the punting duties. Daquan Hardy stands at midfield awaiting the kick. Low snap. Jake does a good job of getting down to get it. It's a high punt that'll hit at the Butler 45 and take a Butler bounce into Penn Hills territory. Boy, that's going to be a great net punt for Jake Greta all the way down to the 33-yard line. So that's 32. We're going to about 47 yards on that punt.
That was nice. That's a beautiful roll.
So Penn Hills takes over. 8:10 remaining here in the first. Both teams forced to punt on their first possessions, and we have no score. Penn Hills will start this possession at their 33, first down and 10. And that's Terry Smith in the backfield. He's the lone running back. They have a slot man to the near side and wide out to either side. That's Daquan Hardy goes in motion. And the option to the left, keeping it, is Hollis Mathis, and he has room down the near sideline. He gets the edge. He's at the 30, the 20, and he'll be tripped up. And a touchdown-saving tackle by Luke Mihalik all the way down to the Butler 13-yard line.
And that's where Luke, you know, really shows his athleticism, because you have a very speedy back that's coming out there and just got a full head of steam running down the field, but to hold that angle and to be able to stop him from getting an easy six, that's very impressive. But it was a very good ball fake, I got to say that.
So big gain. 54 yards on that scamper. First down and 10 for Penn Hills. They're in business. They'll turn and give it. Nope, play action. Rolling out and firing. Far side. Catch is made by Hardy. And it's a touchdown, but a flag is thrown. Hanke on the field at the 13.
Could be a possible holding there.
Illegal man downfield is the call on Penn Hills. And that kind of, you're going to see that in that kind of play, Craig, because they stretched it out with a ball fake to the near side and threw back across the field. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be linemen out there. And
it takes a lot of time. In your head, you know, you're counting 1-1,000, 2-1,000. Then you think to release. But if that quarterback has just held up just a couple seconds, it throws the whole timing of the play off.
So a 5-yard march off takes it back to the 18-yard line. And it will be a first down and 5 for Penn Hills. And they'll have Hardy in the slot to the right on this first down and 5 play. Lone setback is Terry Smith. And he'll go in motion now and come right up against Hollis Mathis. And it's just a quick hitter. Catch is made by Dante Cephas, and he'll go into the end zone for a touchdown, Craig. And he went, goes in untouched.
It was a nice little screen play. You know, we look at it there, you got a real easy release. Our defensive front got in there, and the quarterback just tossed it right over top of the outstretched hands. You know, Jake Cradle was in there with high hands, but just tossed it right over him to a, you know, to a speedy receiver that had about two blockers in front of him that just cleared the way, and he was right in for six.
So the drive goes 67 yards on three plays. And the extra point is in the air, and it is good. And a flag comes in. And Shane Myers with the extra point. A flag came in as he was run into after he kicked it through the upright. 7-0 Penn Hills, 7:46 to go in the first. This is Tornado Football on 1050 AM and WBET.com.
Shoot in any weather, indoors, at Downrange Supply's new indoor range, 534 Evans City Road in Butler, across from Brankles. Downrange Supply is your headquarters for rifles, pistols, revolvers, ammo, and accessories. See the straight shooters at Downrange Supply for all your shooting needs and for a place to shoot indoors. Downrange is a Marcus Luttrell Team Never Quit Ammo distributor, and they are affiliated with Shaner Supplies for all your Class 3 needs. That's Downrange Supply, 534 Evans City Road in Butler. Call 724-482-6400.
From September 11th through Veterans Day on November 11th, Mars Bank is again celebrating our veterans and first responders through the Step Forward campaign. They are pleased to sponsor the Rock Station 97.7's Wiffle Ball Tournament, supporting the It's About the Warrior Foundation as part of this campaign. Sign up for the tournament at 977rocks.com or stop by the station at 252 Pillow Street in Butler. Help celebrate first responders and veterans at marsbank.com/stepforward. Member FDIC. See Equal Housing Lender.
Back at Penn Hills High School, 7-0 Indians as we get set for the kick. Kyler Callahan and Luke Mihalik await the boot. It's a low kick, squibbed, and Callahan will pick it up at the Butler 8-yard line. Has a seam to the 20, and he puts his head down and gets some hard yards out to the 24-yard line. Decent field position, and a nice return by Kyler Callahan.
He did a really nice job fielding that ball. That's a tough bounce that it was taken at him. It was kind of, you know, tip to tip. But he did a nice job keeping his head down, keeping a concentration on that ball, and taking off with it.
And it didn't look like it was heading toward the sideline, but I don't think it was going to go out of bounds. I think it would have went into the end zone, if anything. But
he wisely got that ball because it is a live ball, so you have to get it.
John Mihalik will sprint out to the far sideline on first down. As one of the wideouts, Brad Kopp on the near side, and Brandon Fligger in the pistol on first down with Colton Frost right behind him. And he'll give the football off to Frost. Up the middle he goes, and he meets resistance at the 25, but falls forward to the 27-yard line, a gain of three.
He's doing a good job. Like I said, he's just shaking off that rust there. He found the hole. It would open up nicely there for him. And somebody that's been away from running the ball for a little bit, you kind of see this where he's running a little bit high. He's going to have to get himself down a little bit more there, make himself a little bit harder of a target to really wrap up. Because he's got a big frame there that he has, and he could really, you know, bowl some people over. But that'll come with experience.
Second down and call it seven. Ball at the Butler 27-yard line, and a whistle and a play's blown dead before it gets started, and this will be on the Tornado, a procedure call.
Yeah, we had the right tackle just jump just a little bit there. Just had a little quick lurch and enough there that when you're on the end of the line, it's the end of the line.
Yeah, Penn Hills.
Nowhere to hide.
There were a lot of activity on the left side of their defense coming off left end, Craig. They looked like they were coming.
Oh, yes.
So that'll make it a second down and 12 at the 22. 7-0 Penn Hills, 6:42 to go here in the first. Butler has the football on their second possession. Fleeger will play action and bootleg out to his right and have nowhere to go. He'll be dropped at the 11-yard line. And that is a big play for Penn Hills. And that's Daniels who wrapped him up, Craig, and He came pretty unabated to the quarterback there.
Well, and that's what you can't see. Whenever you have a bootleg like that, essentially the backside of the offensive line has to curl back. You step in and curl back. So you're almost making like a wall, a formed wall. And it's very difficult for anything to get through there. That's just as kind of a blown assignment on the right guard side of the ball.
That was a loss of 8 on the play. Second down or third down at 20 now. Butler in a definite passing situation. And it'll be a little flanker screen, incomplete, intended for John Mihalik. And that was one, Craig, where Brandon just led him too far. And it was low as well. So the Tornado forced a punt.
I like the idea, though. You know, it's tough, though, doing that on a third down because they know you're throwing, and they're all kind of locked in on that. That would be a great play. That's a good second down play, like a second and short, because you can really catch a defense snoozing on that for a big game.
Fourth down, and Jake Crato out to punt, and he will stand in the right up against the Butler goal line to kick this football away. A couple of deep backs, including Daquan Hardy near midfield. Jake gets the punt, and it's a boomer, a high kick, and Hardy calls for a fair catch at the Penn Hills 47-yard line.
Definitely wise to call a fair catch on that. That was hanging up there for quite some time, though. About half the coverage team was around by the time he caught that.
Now, that's the last time I want to extol the virtues of Jake Cradle's punting ability. I hope I don't see him punt the rest of the night.
Oh, I agree. I definitely agree.
So Penn Hills leading 7-0. We'll begin again with great field position. Right now, this is the second best field position they've had as they begin this drive at their 47-yard line. First down and 10. Hollis Mathis in a quarterback. Turn and give it to the running back, Terry Smith. And Smith gets to midfield, hit hard. And he'll be tackled right at midfield at the 50-yard line. They call him Tank Smith, and I can see why.
He definitely's got a low center of gravity there. You know, he's a strong runner because he's not the biggest-looking kid out there, but he really has a lot of power in his step.
He's 5'9", 210 pounds.
I'm sure he's a strong weight room kid, too. I mean, obviously, with the power you see that he has out here,
he's
most likely, you know, like I said, one of those weight room junkies.
Second down and 7 for Penn Hills, right at midfield. Hardy in motion. Hollis turns and gives it to Tank Smith again. He'll try the left side. He meets resistance right at the Butler 47, and the Tornado will gang tackle him right at the 46-yard line. He got hit initially, Craig. I don't know who came up to make the initial contact, but it spun him around, and the Butler posse came along.
Well, you know, it was great to see a good gang tackle like that. You know, you're not letting them get away with easy yards or anything like that, and Butler was really fighting for the ball there. They thought maybe he coughed it up there at the end.
Yeah, you saw the scramble.
Oh, that was good.
A little bit of a scrum going on there. Third down and 3.
That's good aggressiveness.
Butler trailing 7-0. Clock moving. 4:19 to go here in the first. Ball on the near hash. Mathis in the gun on third down. And a play action bootleg again. A screen pass is caught in the flat by Tim Smith. He'll have a first down. Gets a block downfield at the Butler 20. And he is still on his feet at the Tornado 10-yard line. And that's where he'll be taken out of bounds.
Well, he did a good job by Tilko there. He did recognize the screen. Unfortunately, he was kind of out there all by himself, and they had already got the receiver way out into the flat before Tilko could react to it, though, but did a nice job getting downfield to help make the tackle.
We need to give credit where credit is due. That was actually Andy Plowden who made that catch, a junior for Penn Hills. And we have a timeout on the field. I believe one of the Penn Hills players was shaken up.
I believe so. Like, getting out of bounds, or maybe twisted his ankle there.
So we will take a 30-second timeout and come back in a moment. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
With Butler Health System Faster Care in 4 locations, you get prompt care for minor injuries and illnesses, as well as routine medical services such as sports physicals and flu shots from physicians you know and trust. There's no need to wait. Urgent care with all the support, resources, and experience of the Butler Health System, only faster. BHS Faster Care with locations in Butler, Sarver, Katanning, and Slippery Rock. Visit us at butlerfastercare.org for more information.
A few years ago, I coined the phrase for Robert Stevens Jewelers, making beautiful memories on Main. I'd like to take that a step further and add, making your dreams come true on Main. You dream it up, and with Steve's creativity and 30 years behind the goldsmith bench, along with computer-aided drawings, he's going to make it happen. It's obvious. You can't fake experience. On Main Street in Butler, it's Robert Stevens Jewelers, taking dreams and making memories.
As we got set to resume play, the injured player for Penn Hills ran off under his own power, and somebody burned a timeout. And I think it was Butler. Yep.
Yep.
So they want to talk this over as the Indians are driving. They have it at the Butler 10-yard line. And besides the best gyros in town, Penn Hills getting on the board first here tonight with a 7-0 lead. A three-play, 67-yard drive the last time they had the football. It was keyed by a Hollis Mathis 54-yard run, finished off by a Dante Cephas 18-yard catch. And that's where we stand. But Penn Hills now threatening again here at the Butler 10-yard line. First down and I don't want to say first and goal, because it's the nose of the football. It's just on the 11-yard line side of the... Well, I don't even know how to describe that. As Hollis Mathis turns, and he'll pitch it. And running up the middle and into the end zone for a Penn Hills touchdown. And that's Tank Smith. Runs it in from 10 yards out, and the Indians now lead 13-0.
Well, there's an old adage that what the linebackers must do is read your guards. You can always tell where the ball is going to go by reading the guards. And when you had the front side and backside guard pull, our linebackers were frozen. And that gave, unfortunately, the running back plenty enough room to find holes to go and got into the end zone.
Shane Meyer's extra point is good. And at 3:48 now of the first, it's now Penn Hills 14 and Butler nothing, and you're listening to Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
The law offices of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
It's morning. You can tell by the music. Perhaps you'd like to greet the day with pancakes and sausage. How? You're in a car on the go, which makes syrup a no-go. Here's how. McDonald's Sausage McGriddles. Warm griddle cakes with the taste of sweet maple, plus savory sizzling sausage. Now, just $2. Grab any size McCafe drip coffee for just a dollar more. Sounds like a very good morning. A la carte only, limited time only at participating restaurants. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
Tornado get the kickoff, and that is Luke Mihalik, and he is free. He's at midfield into Penn Hills territory. A flag comes thrown in from the near sideline, and Mihalik will take it to the house, but let's see what the flag is on the near sideline here, Craig, right about the Penn Hills 36-yard line.
That was so bad. That was blatantly bad. If it goes against Butler, I mean, that ref is so out of position to even make a call.
And it appears as though it is going to come back.
Wow.
The officials are conferring at the 10-yard line. Let's find out what the official call is. Everybody's kind of milling around right now. And
I mean, where he was, where he threw the flag, he should have thrown it on a sideline violation. by Penn Hills. Their players being on the field running.
And now the referee is calling, I think, either Coach Densmore or the captain or somebody to come over. And honestly, Craig, I'm not sure what they're discussing.
Yeah, I think they're pushing the sideline back here now because, like I said, they were practically on the field. And so if this guy was throwing it against Butler, it would have been a travesty.
And that is a sideline violation on Penn Hills. And it is a touchdown, Butler. Mm. So Luke Mihalik. He picked that football up, Craig, I believe, what, the 20-yard line?
Yeah, somewhere between the 15 and 20-yard line.
And Luke Mihalik then with a Butler touchdown. The play will stand.
I think it's safe to say that they will not be kicking towards him anymore this evening.
And it was like a pooch kick, really, up in the air. And the extra point try is up and in the air, and it is good.
Extra point by Emerson Dot, that is good.
And that is a Butler touchdown. And an extra point, making it 14-7 Penn Hills. 3:36 to go in the first. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
I need this kicker. 5-yard touchdown kickoff return by Luke Mihalik cuts the Penn Hills lead in half. It's now 14-7, and they penalize on the kickoff, Craig, as the Tornado will tee it up at the 45-yard line. And it'll be a line drive taken at the 5. And his knee was on the turf. And that was Daquan Hardy. And they'll mark him down at the 6-yard line.
That definitely works in the Tornado's favor right there.
And that's the worst field position for Penn Hills. And that Butler sideline, Craig, showing a little jump now.
Well, that's good. That's what you need.
Spark from Luke Mihalik and his 85-yard touchdown kickoff return.
That should definitely inspire some people out there. That was all hard.
You know who inspires me is my friend the Juice over in Newcastle. One of my coworkers tuning in here tonight. Juice. Luke Mihalik shows some juice on that return. First down and 10, Hollis Mathis. Hands a football off, and he's wrapped up right away. And that was Jaquay Sears taken down at the Penn Hills 3-yard line. Stazer with the tackle for the Tornado.
Boy, he was in there like a shot.
Loss of 3 on the play.
And that's good to see the Tornado playing with some spirit here now. They're fired up. Get a little confidence in here.
Well, they have Penn Hills backed up here at their own 3-yard line. Second down and 13. Mathis will stand in the end zone to take the snap. And he'll hand the football up and off and up the middle. Across the 10 to the 13-yard line. And that is Sears again. And he gets a big chunk of that yardage back. A gain of 10. But it brings up a third down.
Yeah, when you're playing deep like this, we got to get those inside linebackers really firing off there. They seem to be kind of passive there. And they're getting blocked. And you got to throw those guys to the ground. You got to play aggressive.
Offset eye in the backfield on third down with Hollis Mathis in the pistol. Third down and four. Takes a snap. Looks for the quick flanker screen. The catch is made by Daquan Hardy. He'll shake a tackler and just get enough for the first down. Out to the Penn Hills 19-yard line, a gain of six.
Well, they did a good job. Our secondary did a good job getting getting that ground made up and coming out there and stopping them for a first down, but not a very big gain.
First and 10, Penn Hills. Clock moving under 2 minutes now here in the first. Butler trailing 14-7. Hollis Mathis has Daquan Hardy in motion. He'll give it off to the fullback and up the middle, and that's Sears. He's at the 30, at the 35-40, and he'll be wrapped up and taken down at the Penn Hills 47-yard line. And that's a gain of 28.
Well, I tell you, Logan Dubiak got sucked in there, and this guy broke right through his hole, and he went off to the races there for that good 20-some yard gain there. Like I said, we got to get our linebackers shedding people, knocking people down. Get them off of you. You can't stand there and let yourself get blocked. It's going to be a very long night for this defense if our linebackers, inside linebackers, don't start picking it up.
So the Indians hot near midfield at the 47-yard line, first down and 10. And the give is to Sears up the middle. He goes. This time he was wrapped up around the ankles at about the line of scrimmage and dives forward to the 49-yard line, a short gain of two.
Well, that was a good,
with the tackle.
A very good defensive push that time. Our lineman, did a good job getting off the ball there and caused some disruption in the backfield. That's what you got to do. You got to get that penetration in there.
Anthony Grimes checking in for Penn Hills. First time I've seen him hustle out there tonight. Second down and eight. Wide out to either side and a slot man in motion. That's Hardy. And the give again up the middle goes the running back, and that is Tank Smith. And he'll have a first down into Butler territory. Tackled at the 40-yard line. Greg, they just ran the motion from the other side and did the same play.
Exactly. Because unfortunately, they know that they can ISO our linebackers, that they can one-on-one block them. And, that's part of their defensive line, too. They have to, not let those guys come free on our linebackers, but the linebackers then have to get rid of them so they can scrape up everything and make those tackles for very short or no gains.
Hollis Mathis on first down, looking for the deep ball. Firing it down the far sideline, incomplete. Good coverage over there, I believe, by Luke Mihalik. And that was Kyler Callahan. They're going to say Luke Mihalik. Again,
it's so hard to tell with these numbers here.
We almost needed to get dark, I think.
Yeah. Or dirty. That'll help.
Something. And dirty isn't going to happen. Not on artificial surface. Second down and 10.
I think it'd be easier to read, honestly, if they were in Braille. I mean, from where we are right here, I think we'd be further ahead.
And this appears to be the final play of the quarter. 5 seconds left. Mathis will turn and hand it off to Tank Smith. He'll go around right end, and he's hit at the 30, spins forward, has a first down. Tank Smith all the way down to the Butler 22-yard line, and that will be the final play of a very long first quarter. And it is Penn Hills 14 and Butler 7. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Tornado Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Attorney General number, PA4619.
We need some more techs, Mr. Schneider.
With Schneider's one-hour character.
Which means you pride yourself on doing a spectacular job.
Going the extra mile for people.
And being available 24/7.
So you need to be totally flexible.
Ready to rescue someone at 2 a.m. if their furnace goes out.
And happy to do it.
Because you've got character.
They don't even need experience, Mike.
Ooh, let's give them badges.
No badges. They just need training.
We'll teach them everything.
Be willing to learn.
Schneider's one-hour techs are committed to putting Butler's families first.
So start a career
at $45,000 a year,
plus health care, vacation, retirement.
Join our family of all-star technicians and get a badge.
No badges.
but everything else,
okay, we'll talk about it.
And call us today.
283-8525.
Schneider's 1 hour. On time, day or night.
283-8525.
Welcome back to Penn Hills High School. Ron Willison alongside Craig Lucas, 14-7 Penn Hills, as we begin quarter number two. Penn Hills has the football at the Butler 22-yard line. First down and 10. Hollis Mathis is the quarterback. He'll turn and give it off to Tank Smith. He'll try the left side this time, and Tank Smith has room as he spun at the 10-yard line, but he will stay on his feet and go into the end zone for a Penn Hills touchdown. It's a big, strong kid, Craig, and looked like we tried to tackle him up high there, and they just spun him around. He stayed on his feet and went in.
Well, two key words there, looked and tried. I mean, those generally don't get things done on a football field. I said, I stay as positive as I can, but if I see people out there not giving an effort, I'm going to start calling them out.
And the extra point, a flag is thrown on the extra point. As on to attempt the extra point is Shane Myers. And this may go against Penn Hills. No, they'll say offside Butler. So do the retry. Myers will attempt it from the 10-yard line. And the extra point is squibbed through. So at 11:51 here of the second, it's now Penn Hills 21 and Butler 7. Here in the early going of this 2017 high school football season for the Golden Tornado. And, Craig, this turns out to be, this is going to be a, the Northern 7 Conference is never an easy deal.
It isn't. Week in and week out, there's never a give-me game. You have to come out here, you got to be ready to play every single Friday night. Because if you aren't, or if you're not going to give your best effort, you might as well not even show up. Because guess what? The team you're going to play against is going to be part of the meat grinder that makes up the section. And you're just going to get ground up. Ground chuck.
Meat grinder.
Meat grinder. That's what this is.
I know my buddy Juice in Newcastle, we always talk about ground beef, and right now that's not a good thing.
No, it's not. If you're grinding the meat is one thing, but if you're the
being
meat
the ground meat,
that's not so good.
So Penn Hills will kick it away with a 14-point lead on Butler. Mihalik and Callahan await the kick from Shane Myers, and it is a high kick taken by Mihalik at the Butler 16, and he's hog-tied and thrown to the turf on a very high tackle, but he gets a good yardage out to the Butler 30-yard line.
And he pops right up. You know, that's the type of athlete he is. He just doesn't say anything, just does his job.
So the Tornado take over in decent field position. Actually, I believe it might be their best starting field position of the night.
And it looks like Luke Mihalik's in for quarterback position tonight.
Yes, he is.
They're just trying to get a little different wrinkle in here.
So Luke Mihalik will come out in the pistol on first down, and he'll keep it. And up the middle he goes. Mihalik, somebody got a big paw on him right at the line of scrimmage, but he shook him. And Mihalik gets to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, they did a better job offensively with the line, getting a little bit of a push there, and that's what you want to see because Mihalik is a fast back, and he can get that quick seam, and all you got to do is stay on your guy. Just keep your body on his body, block him, and that'll give Mihalik a chance to really break something here.
Second down and 7. Mihalik will try the left side this time, and Penn Hills waits for him. He's hit. Oh, that was Flieger. I take that back.
No, you're right.
That was Luke. And he was hit right away by Daryl Mason. And dropped for a 2-yard loss back to the 31. Third down and 9.
you know, Mason just got that shoestring tackle on him there. If not, he's getting around the end and he's taking off.
So Butler now will put four men in the pattern on third down. So they spread the Penn Hills out here. Mihalik will take the snap, roll to his right, looking to throw. Throws on the run, and it is tipped and incomplete. Nearly caught there by John Mihalik out near the 45-yard line, Craig. And pretty good touch on the football there by Luke. And I don't know if that was deflected before it got to John or not.
No, I think it just kind of went off his hands there. But he was fighting for position there, so it's really hard to lock in on that. And you know, from the stands, it may look like it's an easy catch, but when you have a helmet on and you're trying to get your hands up against shoulder pads, it's pretty difficult to really get your body in that position.
No doubt about it. Fourth down now, and Butler will be forced to punt for the third time tonight. Cradle stands at the Butler 19-yard line. Oh, a high snap. He'll back up a couple steps and take it in, and it's going to be an end-over-end punt. Take a Butler roll. Hits at the Penn Hills 34, and will roll inside the 20, and will be down by Butler at the 14-yard line. So again, Penn Hills will start deep in their own territory, leading 21-7, 10-13 here to go in the second quarter. Their last possession started at the Butler 6. They're at their own 6, pardon me. First down and 10 for Penn Hills. This one, again, I was wrong. They'll start this at the 15. I'll turn and give it to Sears. Jaquan Sears up the middle. And he had a pretty good hole, Craig, until he got wrapped up at about the 18-yard line, a gain of 3 or 4 on the play.
And that time, Logan Dubiak did what he needed to do. He had the blocker right in front of him. He shed him down and was able to make the tackle. Because if he didn't break the contact with the offensive lineman coming at him, the running back's probably still going. So that was a good play. That's what you got to do defensively as a linebacker.
Second down and 6. And that is Jaquay Sears. I apologize. I've been saying Jaquan. It's Jaquay. And he'll get the carry. Nope, it's a fake. Option pitch to Daquan Hardy. And he is free down the near sideline. Daquan Hardy, and a flag comes in. Probably be a face mask, I can believe, on Butler as Daquan Hardy is tackled at the Butler 48-yard line.
It looked like it is. He was just being brought down there that unfortunately our defender came up and just kind of scraped right across his face mask there.
And that is indeed the call. So they'll tack on another 15 from the end of the run. And the penalty will take it down to the Butler 33-yard line.
What you hate to see when you had such great field position
again. Yes, they
defensively
escaped,
to start
they
with here.
Again, yep. First down and 10, Penn Hills. They lead 21-7. Mathis, screen pass, catch is made near side. James Schropp with the catch for Penn Hills. Some yardage after the catch as he's run out of bounds at the 26-yard line. And that is a gain of 7.
Tackle by Luke Mihalik.
Luke Mihalik with the tackle for the Tornado. And Luke is all over the field right now.
Well, I got to give Penn Hill some credit here. They are really, you know, mixing it up in terms
they
of
are.
What plays they're doing here. They have a really nice variety to choose from, and they're, for the most part, executing.
And Mathis has been almost flawless as Sears with the carry. Started to his left, decided to cut it back to the middle. And he's tripped up, but I believe he has enough for a first down. They'll say, yeah, move the chains. As Callahan came up to hit him at the 23-yard line. A gain of a couple, and that's enough for a Penn Hills first down. First and 10 for Penn Hills. Sears with the carry. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown as he went right over right guard. And he was pretty much untouched almost all the way in. And Penn Hills extends their lead. The 23-yard touchdown run at the 8:29 mark of the second quarter. Shane Myers, the junior for Penn Hills, on for the point after. And the kick is high enough and good. 8:29 to go in the first half. It's now Penn Hills 28 and Butler 7. And you're listening to Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
With Butler Health System Faster Care in 4 locations, you get prompt care for minor injuries and illnesses, as well as routine medical services such as sports physicals and flu shots from physicians you know and trust. There's no need to wait. Urgent care with all the support, resources, and experience of the Butler Health System, only faster. BHS Faster Care with locations in Butler, Sarver, Katanning, and Slippery Rock. Visit us at butlerfastercare.org for more information.
Luke Mihalik would take the kickoff at the 14-yard line and go right up the middle. Mihalik across the 30 to the 35 and is tackled at the 36-yard line, and a decent field position again for the Tornado. They trail 28-7, Craig, and this is almost imperative to get some points on the board here.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously we saw them change things up last time, but it looks like Brandon Flieger's back out this time. Coach is just trying a new wrinkle, seeing if something happened. You know, you need something to work here. You know, because for the most part, you know, we're stagnant on the line. We're not really getting a big push off the line as we should. And so I'm sure Coach was figuring some way to try to utilize a speedy back.
Play action. Flieger stays up tight. He'll run with the football. And Brandon with a hard hit. He takes a hard hit at the 37-yard line. They'll give him a yard. After the 38, give him two. Tank Smith. Credited for the stop for Penn Hills. Butler came out and showed trips to the far side. Clearly a passing formation. Now they'll have a second down and 8. Again, trips to the far side. Little bunch set out there. They'll give it off. That's Colton Frost. He has a first down for Butler as he out across midfield and is tackled at the Penn Hills 49-yard line. And was that Colton or was that?
That was Logan Dubiak.
That was Logan Dubiak. I'm sorry. And gets to the Penn Hills 49-yard line and what appears to be the longest gain from scrimmage for the Tornado there.
Okay, you got to build off of it now.
Back to the Penn Hills 49-yard line. That is a gain of 13 for Logan Dubiak. First down and 10 for Butler. Frost is in. He's the slot man to the far side on first down. He'll give it off. And a short gain up the middle by the fullback for Butler Dubiak. He's tackled at the 47. No gain on the play.
That was Jake Tilko.
That's right. Luke had come off. So you're starting to see some different players handling the football. Second down and 9. Wide outs to either side for the Tornado. Moving right to left. Flieger wants to throw. Sideline pattern. Ball's in the air. Diving try and a lot of contact it appeared, Craig. And incomplete. Daquan Hardy in coverage intended for Luke Mihalik.
I agree. There was a lot of physicality on the play there. I think the ref just thought that they were both fighting for the ball, so he just let it go as a no call. But a nice pass.
It was a nice pass. If it was about a yard further, I think Luke might have been able to run underneath that one.
Just get a little bit more air under there.
Third down and nine. Butler trailing 28-7. 6:27 to go here in the second quarter. Again, Butler with three wideouts to the far side on third down and a whistle. Timeout called by the Tornado as the play clock was winding down. Coming up at halftime again this year, we will have the MSA Sports Network halftime show. You want to stay tuned for that as features and highlights featuring Don Rebel and Mike White of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Don't forget, Craig and I will be choosing the WRIX Primetime Player of the Game later on. Thanks to WRIX Taproom and Grill on Meridian Road for being a sponsor this season of Butler High Football. As a Tornado trying to keep this drive going, and as we mentioned, almost imperative that the Tornado get some points on the board here. They'll face a third down and nine at the Penn Hills 48-yard line, Craig, and it's just a... If they don't get the first down, depends on, how close they are. You almost want to think you'd want to go for it on fourth down.
Well, yeah. Because you look what Penn Hills has done.
Right.
Twice, they're down within about the 10-yard line. And they sustained a drive to get a touchdown. So what's the deal if you pin them down there or if you try to go for an extra down and get the first down? I think at this point, you've got to go for it on fourth.
And let's see what Butler does here on third down and nine. Slot receiver to the right. Wide out to either side on third down. Play action. Fligger steps up into the pocket. Has time. Now is flush. He'll run forward and he puts his head down. He'll have a first down across the 40 to the 39-yard line. They'll actually mark him down, Craig, at the 37.
And that was a great heads-up play by Brandon. He felt the backside pressure and actually from both sides coming in on him. And he knew that things were getting pretty tight. And time was running out, so he used his feet there and just scrambled hard, got his head down, dove forward to get the first down.
Gain of 10 for Brandon Fligger on the scramble. First and 10, Butler. They have it at the Penn Hills 37 now. So we approach the six-minute mark of quarter two. Fligger, play action, looking for the slant, has a man, and it's incomplete.
Wow.
And open there for a moment was that was Brad Kopp. It was open, Craig, for a minute. Unfortunately, this post here, I didn't see what happened to the football.
Well, it was just kind of thrown past, but yeah, the defender Daquan Hardy had a a premature tackle on the receiver there that obviously didn't give us the opportunity to make the catch.
That does stop the clock. Second down and 10. This will be the seventh play of the drive for the Tornado and their longest drive of the game so far. Oh, a little busted play. Fligger is going to try to make the best of it. And he took a high snap, and I think that disrupted the timing, I believe, a bit, Craig. Is it a 2-yard loss when Sue, actually just a 1-yard loss at the 38-yard line?
Well, I believe what happened, too, is that the back went left when he was supposed to go right because Fligger went to hand it off to him, and he was gone. So he tucked it and tried to gain the yards back himself.
So an important third down for Butler. See if they can keep this drive alive. Third down and 11 at the Penn Hills 38-yard line. Fligger wants to throw. Again, a sideline pattern. And it's incomplete. Some contact. A flag will be thrown. And it will be pass interference on Penn Hills. John Mihalik, the intended target, down about the Penn Hills 9-yard line.
Yeah, you'd hate to say it was kind of a fortunate thing because I think that ball would have been just a little past his grasp, even if he was in full stride. But getting Hardy's feet tangled up there with Mihalik's was enough to draw the flag.
And here comes the official word. And it is... They say holding or a personal foul?
Personal foul, but they're taking the pass interference.
Oh, okay, we have two flags on the play?
Yes.
So they will assess the 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. and that will take it down to the Penn Hills 23-yard line. So the penalty keeps a drive alive. And Butler in business now. First and 10 at the Penn Hills 23, trailing 28-7. Fleeger will hand a football off to Colton Frost, and up the middle goes Frost for a couple. He'll be dropped at the Penn Hills 21-yard line, a gain of two.
Another thing I like to see there is he got hit actually in the backfield, but he kept his legs going, got himself a little bit lower, and was able to surge forward there for an extra 2 yards.
And second down, called a long eight at the Penn Hills 21-yard line. Pitch, Frost has room around left end. He's at the 20, and he'll be stood up right at the 20-yard line. Kept his feet moving. Gain of one. Craig, looked like he had more than what it resulted in. And I guess you got to give credit to Penn Hills with the defense flowing that way.
Yes, and like I said, you can, as I mentioned this earlier, his mind is telling him, you know, that he can still do certain things, but his body has still got to catch up to this, you know. And it's tough because I'm sure when he sees this on film, he's going to realize at that point, get the shoulders low, get a dive, probably get an extra 4 yards out of it just from pure body momentum, especially with his size.
Third down and six at the Penn Hills 19-yard line. This will be the 10th play of the drive for Butler. A little play action. Slant pattern. It's tipped, and is it intercepted? Yep, they'll say it was intercepted. And that's a shame.
Ooh.
Daquan Hardy got his hands underneath it at the 5-yard line.
I don't know if he truly came up with that, but
he did a good job of selling it.
Oh, he sold it. He sold it, I tell you.
And that's a shame because that drive showed a lot of promise. If anything, though, Craig, it's something they can build off of. But now the defense needs to make a stand.
Definitely.
As Penn Hills again will start deep in their own territory at their own 6-yard line.
But what you got to do with that pass like that, it just was a little high, and it sailed high. And what you got to do in those quick slants like that, you got to keep it from about upper shoulder pad to about the mid-gut area. That's where you got to sink it right in there when hardly anybody else can get to it and the receiver can squeeze it.
Hollis Mathis takes the snap, fakes and keeps it himself. He has room. He's at the 15-20. Mathis is 25-30. He's out near midfield and he'll be run out of bounds at the Penn Hills 43-yard line. That's a gain of 37.
Devon Coleman did a really good job not giving up on that play. You know, he had an offensive man blocking him, and he's really trying to shed him, which he needed to do, and then he used his feet there to catch up with him and bring the speedy back, really, you know, to the ground.
That stops the clock at 3:20 of the first half. First down and 10, ball at the Penn Hills 43. They lead it 28-7. Mathis turns and gives to Smith, and he has a big room up the middle. He's at the Butler 40, the 30, the 25-20, gets a block downfield and into the end zone. Nope, a flag will come in, Craig, right near where I said he got the block, and I'm thinking it was an illegal block in the back.
Number 73, I just kind of focused on him this time for Penn Hills, and he came out and just essentially smeared up our inside linebacker, and that's where the ball went, and now I think he was a little excited about that, got down the field and gave a little push to the back, it looked like, later on, whenever he should have just let it go, because at that point, you know, your running back's 30 yards ahead of you.
And he did one of these, he put his hands in the air, and that's like a telltale sign that you're guilty, right?
Exactly.
So the officials conferring, the flag thrown at the Butler 23-yard line, and here comes the call. And it is an illegal block in the back on Penn Hills, so this will come back a little bit. It's a spot foul. It'll be a 10-yard assessment. Make that a... Yep, is it 10? Yep, out to the... back to the Butler 33-yard line. First down and 10, Penn Hills. Have it at the Tornado 33. And they do show a lot of different looks, don't they, Craig?
They definitely do.
Penn Hills.
Multidimensional.
They have a quarterback that can run them all. And the give is to Sears. Jaquan Sears has at the 20, the 15, 10. He's at the 5, dives for the pylon, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. And that's Jaquay Sears again with a nit. He's got some nifty feet, Craig, a lot of good footwork.
He definitely does.
There's a flag on the play, though.
It was after the play.
After
though,
the play?
It's a celebration penalty. Yeah, he was in the end zone before they threw that.
It's against Butler.
They pushed him there at the end. A little bit of frustration.
Personal foul. Yeah, it is a personal foul against Butler. They'll assess it on the kickoff. And that makes it 34-7, Penn Hills. And they're running away with this one here in the second quarter. And it is Shane Myers on for the point after try. Mathis, the quarterback, is the holder. And that extra point is in the air, and it hits the left upright and does not go through. See, I wrote down 35, and I should do that all the time. Hey, it jinxed him.
There you go.
At the upright, it's 34-7.
Nice job, Ron.
So with 3 minutes remaining here in the half, and the tornado down big here, 34-7. And, Craig, it's kind of what Coach Densmore was hoping to avoid here tonight, and that was getting behind early. And that's what happened last year
right,
when these two teams met.
Exactly. And, granted, it's a team concept. It's a team approach. But, again, I'm isolating on a couple different players out here because I've seen repetitive things going on. And I'm thinking that what Coach is going to see either at halftime, he's going to take one person out of the defensive linebacker core, maybe just have him run the ball because he is doing nothing out there. And I'm not going to say any names because his grandma's listening to the radio. I'm not going to say, but I know if his brother's in the stands, he's going to come down and pull him off that field.
Imagine that could be a scary situation.
Yeah.
His brother come down in the stands. Might be a scary situation with his grandmother, too. You know?
I think so. If she come after me, I'd be really scared.
You might want to tone it down a little bit there, Mr. Lucas.
Yeah, but
you might have grandma after you.
Yeah, but like I said, what it comes down to is you can't have play like that. You can't do that at this level right now. You have to get somebody in there that's going to get the offensive men off of them and make the tackles, because I've watched seven plays for probably a total of 150 yards go through this one linebacking channel.
And with the penalty assessed on the kickoff, an easy touchback for Myers as he kicks it into the end zone. So the tornado down 34-7 will take over at their own 20-yard line and try to muster something here. You definitely do not want to give Penn Hills the football back here before the end of the half. So if you can just get on a sustained drive here and kill some time off the clock.
Well, you got to build momentum. You got to get yourself something fired up because you know you're going to get the ball second half, so you got to have something positive to work off of at halftime.
First down and 10 for the tornado. Brandon Flieger in at quarterback. Take the snap and hand the football off, and that's Dubiak. And he'll take it to the 23-yard line, a gain of 3. And Penn Hills will burn a timeout immediately as they want the football back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good run by Dubiak there. Found that little seam that he had. Got the head down. Turned the legs.
Am I smelling fresh baked cookies or something somewhere?
I think that's kettle corn, my friend.
Kettle corn, my friend.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's good. You know, we're coming up on halftime, you know.
Well, they have funnel cakes and kettle corn down here, I got to tell you. I saw it coming in.
So Penn Hills will take their first timeout. They have two remaining. Butler with just one timeout left. As the temperature continues to, shall I use the word, plummet?
Oh, boy.
Hey, I'm making fun of you for wearing a jacket here tonight. Now I'm regretting my words as it is really chilling off here at Penn Hills.
In your face, Ron. In your face.
Second down and 7 at the 23. And Fligger. Put a man in motion. That is Luke Mihalik. Or John, pardon me, John Mihalik. And he'll get the football. Screen pass. Mihalik, though, makes the catch and does a good job of holding on to the football, but he had nowhere to go.
No, ends up losing 3 yards, unfortunately.
Yeah, back to the 20-yard line. Monte Cephas making the tackle for Penn Hills, and they will take their second timeout. Is that only ate up 4 seconds off the clock, I believe. Other games tonight, and we'll try to get some scores at halftime. There are one other conference game. Central Catholic is at Shaler. In non-conference play, Seneca Valley tonight is at Peters Township, Mount Lebanon at Pine Richland. That's a nice matchup, and so is the North Allegheny Bethel Park game. And those are non-conference games, but great early season matchups.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the great thing about our conference there. You're going to see that from day one.
No doubt. These teams all play tough schedules in the Northern 7 Conference. The Tornado will need to get 10 yards for a first down here. Third down and 10. They have it at their own 20. Tight man coverage on the wideouts by Penn Hills. Fligger, a little play action bootleg, and he'll throw a screen pass. And running up the far sideline, and enough for a first down is Luke Mihalik. Out to the 32-yard line, and a pretty well-designed play that time, Craig, by the Tornado.
Absolutely, and I got to give credit to Fligger there. He just did a great job staying in the pocket there, knew where the receiver was going to be, just put the ball right in the good soft hands of Luke Mihalik. And Luke did have a blocker in front of him. And again, we can't really see the numbers very well from up here, so I'd love to give somebody credit for a great block, but enough to spring him for the first down.
That was a gain of 12, and they take it out to the 32-yard line, first and 10. Handoff up the middle goes Dubiak, and Logan is hit at the 35, stays on his feet, spins forward, and will be tackled at the 39-yard line. A nice gain of 7.
Absolutely. That's what you got to do. It did a really nice job there, holding on to the ball, fighting for yards. You know, he was being dragged down, but he used the defender's body to keep himself off the ground and pick up an extra yard and a half.
Seemed to have having a little success with that little, what do they call it, a dive play up the middle with right into the belly of the fullback.
Exactly.
Second down, and they have 4. We're going to say 3. A little delayed handoff, and this time it'll go nowhere. And that was Dubiak. He had no chance whatsoever.
Almost looked like
that was Colton Frost.
Oh, yeah. But it looked like there was a little confusion in the backfield there. It looked like, usually the back is off and running, but it looked like there was a little bit of stutter-stepping going on, and Fligger turning one way, then had to turn back quick the other way. Unfortunately, that was kind of doomed from the beginning.
A loss of 3. Third down and 6. And Penn Hills burned their final timeout. They want the football back. And the time is moving. It's down to a minute 32 here. Chocolate chip cookies in Newcastle, by the way. My buddy Juice says they can bake up some cookies and send them to the booth. I don't know how they get here. You got about an hour and a half drive.
Man.
You mentioned food. Isn't it great? That's the great thing about being in radio. You mention food and people bring it to you.
Yeah.
It's, we'll take it. Third down at 6. Ligger with a short drop and looking for the sideline pattern again. They'll throw the flag at near midfield as the receiver, John Mihalik, got tied up with the defender and Daquan Hardy again.
Well, that's one thing you find. Whenever you are playing a very aggressive style of defense like these corners are, that they're really not watching as much. You know, their eyes are more locked in the backfield, and they lose place of where the receiver is. So, subsequently, they get their feet tied up with them or they make stupid holding calls on them because all of a sudden they realize they're out of position.
And that edges the football into the Penn Hills territory to the 49-yard line. So Butler again working their way down the field. First down and 10. Ligger, again, short drop. Now he's flushed, and he will stay on his feet, lose yards to the 48-yard line. He lost three. He could have lost a whole lot more than that, but he shook a couple of tackles. So it's back to the Butler 48-yard line.
That's never a good thing when one of your offensive linemen is the deepest man in that play when the play ends. Now, you want your offensive linemen at least be on the line where they were. When you're like 5-6 yards back there, you don't want to see the film the next day. I mean, like I said, you guys got good size up there. You got to push somebody off the line here. Let's go.
Second down and 13. Play action again. Flag thrown. Slant pattern. And the ball is incomplete. Let's see what this flag's about. And it'll likely go against Butler, I would believe. Is the coach allowed to be out on the field like that is what I would like to know. Illegal procedure against Butler.
Well, as long as the play's not going on, he can kind of scream to his players there.
Makes it third down and 13 at the Butler 48-yard line. Ligger with a flanker screen and a flag thrown again in the middle of the line. And went through the hands of John Mihalik. Looked like a fairly catchable ball, a little high, but in the hands, and let's see what the flag is about. A little chippy play going, and this is a hold against Butler, and it will be declined.
Holding against Butler.
And that'll make it fourth down.
Well,
unless they decide to run another play.
Yeah.
Because Penn Hills, now Craig, it's showing one timeout, but I could have sworn they burned all three.
That they did.
And Butler will be forced to punt. Jay Crater will kick it away to Daquan Hardy. Hardy will be at his about 20-yard line. Very dangerous return man. Just a junior, too, is Daquan Hardy. And let's see if Jay can again pin the Indians. And a flag is thrown, and it's not a good kick this time. But we'll take a Butler bounce. It hits a Penn Hills player, and it's loose at the Penn Hills 20-yard line. But a flag was thrown, Craig.
We moved.
And
prior to the snap, we moved. So it's going to all be for naught.
It looks like Penn Hills recovered anyhow at the 20.
Yeah, one of the end men rocked backwards. One of the end men on the line rocked backwards, and referee Stoop saw that.
Punt by Cradle.
And
Penn Hills taking over on their 20-yard line.
My guess is Penn Hills will have them re-kick it. Possibly, right? Looks like they're going to... They wouldn't decline that penalty, would they?
Well, they're probably going to run the clock out here.
Unless they picked up the flag. I did not see an official call.
Mm.
So Penn Hills will take it at their own 20. The Indians lead 34-7. 22 seconds remain here in the second quarter. And Hollis Mathis, still in at quarterback, takes a snap and fires. Catch is made. Hardy at 40. He's at midfield, and a really nice tackle made by Luke Mihalik at the Butler 45-yard line, prevented Daquan Hardy from scampering for another touchdown. He stays down on the turf and likely will be a cramping situation, it appears.
Right. But it was a beautiful pass, beautiful play. Just read the seam right between the two defenders there, put the ball like a laser right on his hands and didn't even have to break stride.
37 yards on the pass and yards after catch. for Daquan Hardy as the trainers tend to him, stretch him out near the 43 as calisthenics being done by the good doctor here in the press box. It's like 27 degrees now outside. And I'm like former Steelers center Mike Webster in short sleeves here tonight, my friend.
To draw a comparison, you Mike Webster. Oh my gosh!
Look at the guns coming out from under, from these shoulders here.
Yeah,
I don't need no stinking jacket.
It's like me having a dance off with Patrick Swayze. That happens.
First down and 10 for Penn Hills, and a screen pass to Tank Smith, and he cannot come up with it. Incomplete. Stops the clock with 9 seconds to go, and what is turning into a very long first half of football.
That it is.
So with 9 seconds, I got to believe Penn Hills is going to take a shot at the end zone here.
Oh, absolutely.
They'd be crazy not to. Pass fell incomplete at the 43 of Butler. Second down and 10. Mathis, again, looking down the middle of the field, and it is caught by Hardy, and he'll be dragged to the turf at the 8-yard line with 3 seconds to go. The Indians hustling to the line with 3 seconds. And they have an injured player, and Hardy again is down on the turf. This time it may not be a cramping situation.
Right. It's more of a clock stoppage situation.
I got to believe. And you know what? That's part of the game. I mean, it's a little gamesmanship. If you can get away with it, why not?
Oh, yeah.
The trainer's going to stretch him out. And it's been all Penn Hills here in the half. Obvious by the score. One, two, three. Four different Penn Hills players have found the end zone here tonight. As Hardy will come off the field. And with 3 seconds left, they'll be at the 8-yard line. Mathis goes in under center and just spikes the football with 1 second left. And are they sending out the field goal kicker? I'm a guessing here. I could be wrong. Why would you do that?
To try to get 3 points.
I got you. And that's what they're going to try to do. I asked my own question. I answered it myself. I answered it before I asked it.
There you go.
And it is Shane Myers on. They'll spot it at the 15-yard line. So a 25-yard field goal attempt that is partially blocked. And that will be the final play of the half. But it's all home team here tonight. The Penn Hills Indians lead 34-7. We'll take a quick timeout, and we'll be back with more Butler football on 1050 AM at WBUT.com.